the best thing, in Shadow's opinion, perhaps the only good thing about being in prison, was a feeling of relief. The feeling that he'd plunged as low as he could plunge and he'd hit bottom. He didn't worry that the man was going to get him because the man had got him. He did not wake in prison with a feeling of dread. He was no longer scared of what tomorrow might bring because yesterday had brought it. It did not matter, Shadow decided, if you had done what you'd been convicted of or not. In his experience, everyone he met in prison was aggrieved about something. There was always something the authorities had got wrong, something they'd said you did when you didn't, or you didn't do quite like they said you did. What was important was that they had got you. He had noticed it in the first few days, when everything from the slang to the bad food was new. Despite the misery and the utter skin-crawling horror of incarceration, he was breathing relief. Shadow tried not to talk too much. Somewhere around the middle of year two, he mentioned his theory to Low-Key Lysmith, his cellmate. Low-Key, who was a grifter from Minnesota, smiled his scarred smile. "Yeah," he said, "that's true. It's even better when you've been sentenced to death. That's when you remember the joke about the guys who kicked their boots off as the noose flipped round their necks, because their friends always told them they'd die with their boots on." "Is that a joke?" asked Shadow. "Damn right. Gallows humour. Best kind there is. Bang! The worst has happened. You get a few days for it to sink in, then you're riding your cart on the way to do the dance on nothing."